from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, take you back to the divisional series in 2022. Morton serving up a 3-run home run to Brandon Marsh. The 1-0. And a swing and a high fly ball left center field up the alley. Harris going back to the track, looking up. It's gone! And he's done it again! Brandon Marsh with a 3-run home run to the opposite field. And it's a ball game again as the Phillies are down a run. It's 4-3.
A little foreshadowing last night by our guy Scott Fransky, and a comeback victory by the Phillies. Scott set to join us out. He's sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Scott, how you doing today?
You got to have a feel, right?
Yeah, and you know what, Scott, to be honest, like, I can say this, and I apologize, Scott. I can apologize, Scott, because he has never once been unwavering on his baseball team. So, Scott, if I ever thought that you were, I'm just apologizing because they're trying to get me to apologize to Castellanos, but I'm not going to do
Scott,
I apologize.
A couple
to you.
Days ago, I apologized to Nick Castellanos. I was too hard on him, and now he's come around. Hugh refuses to apologize. Can you
but
believe
I'm not
this?
Apologizing for him for doing his job, Scott. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you were
he's
hard on him.
He's doing his job. No, I wasn't hard on him. You were.
Were you hard on him?
I was not.
Well, it's guilt by association more than anything else.
Okay. I thought I remember you were touting to stay with Castellanos early on.
I'm saying. I wasn't hard on him, but now everybody wants me to apologize to him for doing his job. And I'm like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing it.
Hey, man, have your convictions. Stand your ground.
He does have that. And Scott, he hasn't just done his job lately. He's been really good. I mean, you pointed out, and we've talked about this, you know, recently, his numbers since that series against the Padres starting in mid-June. It just feels like it's building, though. This is... You know, we could go back to maybe last year and pick out the beginning of the season, his June. But this feels like the best extended stretch we've seen of Castellanos in a Phillies uniform.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about almost 65 games, I think, from that point. He's hitting 300. What star are you about, you know? When you look at it and you say, well, he's hitting 250. And yes, he got off to a miserable start. And he did it while the team was playing really, really well. And this is how good teams operate. Not everybody hits well all season long. And so they're fortunate that Castellanos is hot and contributing in a big way while some other guys aren't. I mean, they need to get the top three guys in the order going. There's no doubt about it. And you got to think with their track records that they will. I tend to believe that they will. And it's a matter of time, and every hitter to some extent can be a little streaky. It's like I said, it's really hard to be good from game one to through game 162 and not have a lull in there somewhere. So some guys are up, some guys are down, but you hope that at the end of the day, you've got more guys that are up than down, and it means you win way more than you lose.
So, Scott, when I see Castellanos and he's at the plate, not saying that he's been playing bad, but it looks right now like he's playing with a lot more confidence. Do you see the same thing?
I don't know that it's more or less, honestly. He seems kind of like the same guy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I mean, there are times when he doesn't chase as much. And Rob's talked about how, you know, really over the course of the season, he's kind of I know he likes to say he doesn't have an approach. You know, it's like glorified batting practice, and he sees the ball and tries to hit it hard. And mm-hmm. to some extent, I think that's probably true. And if that's what's in his mind and what works for him, then great. But I mean, he... You know, they've talked about how he spreads out now with two strikes a little bit. And if he doesn't chase as much, then he's in a better place and the numbers look better. But you know, he can also be a streaky guy, and you know, next week could be a different story for him, and you know, it's kind of the nature of baseball. But I do think he thinks about it deeply. I think Castellanos works at it really hard, and I think that maybe the "I just see the ball and hit it hard" is an oversimplification, but you know, it's kind of a quote more than anything. I think there's more going on than just see ball, hit ball.
Scott, the other big one last night, and we played Jim with it, was the Brandon Marsh home run, which got them back in the game. Brandon's come around the last couple weeks, and last night was, I think he was aided a little bit by the decision there by Brian Snicker to leave Charlie Morton. And how surprising was that to you? They had Bummer, the lefty, warming up. We know how, you know, challenging lefties have been on Marsh this year. I felt like Snicker helped the Phillies out last night.
Well, maybe. I mean, you can certainly cut it both ways. I mean, I understand Brian Snitker's argument, and that was, you know, he's handled them pretty well the first two at bats of the game, and you know, struck him out both times. And like he said, Snitker said, "I liked his curveball on there." I was surprised. Rob Thompson said after the game that they wouldn't have been hitting for him. I understand there were, you know, one guy short on the bench at that point in the game. So that's, you know, that was factoring in into his decision making, and then you get later in the game, and it's mostly right-handed pitchers you're going to see, whether it was Johnson or Jimenez or even Iglesias at the end if he was going to be available. I don't know, but yeah, I maybe they got helped out a little bit by it, but I certainly a better matchup for Charlie for Brandon just to face a righty. The numbers make that pretty obvious. But I can understand Snitker's point, you know, that he had handled him the first two times and he was willing to give him another shot. The other part of it is, I mean, the sooner you bring Bummer into the game, the more committed you are to having him face more hitters, because you're trying to get him all the way through Harper, right? And so if you bring him in there, then you've got to have him face six hitters. And maybe they're not comfortable quite doing that. And especially, you know, if it's a 4-0 lead as opposed to, you know, a 1-run lead, right? And then he's got to go to him for Schwarber, and he's got to go to him for Harper. So so I can understand both sides of the argument.
Scott, the other big thing yesterday, of course, was the Phillies deciding Taijuan Walker is now going to the bullpen. They gave him a lot of chances. They gave him the extra chance this week against the Astros. It's just, for whatever reason, it's not working right now. Scott, what did you make of the decision, and what's your thought on who is going to take his spot? I guess Tyler Phillips and Colby Allard would be the top two options when they're eligible to come back up here?
Yeah, well, Phillips will be eligible. The first time they're going to need it is Tuesday in Toronto, so he would be eligible. And my money would be on him for now. Allard can't come back until I think it's the 10th of September. So that means whoever it is, whether it was Phillips or somebody else, it would probably be a couple of starts. And then you've got an off day there after, I guess, the Tampa series that you could probably slot, you know, Allard in if that's the way you wanted to go, or if Phillips happens to be the guy and he's pitching well, then he could probably stay right in there. So, yeah, I mean, as far as Ty goes, I mean, it was a move they pretty much had to make. The guy's worked really hard. He's tried a lot of different things, and I give him credit because, you know, for a lot of his career, he could just kind of wake up in the morning and throw at 97. And, you know, everybody gets older, and everybody's abilities change, and a lot of them degrade over time, and he's trying to learn how to pitch with less, and you know, it's just not working right now. So I think it makes sense. You know, I know a lot of people were, you know, talking about, well, are they just going to release him? What do you do with him? Can he be effective out of the bullpen? We don't know. I don't know if he can. They feel like if he got into the off season and really stayed with the weighted ball program and with the velocity program, that he could regain some of that velocity, but that's more of an off-season project. So I think you put him in the bullpen for now. You see if there's a usable.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll sort of roll for him and get to the offseason and see if he can build it back up again.
Scott Fransky joining us here in the midday show. Scott, you mentioned the whole operation with the pitching here. Other than Taiwan, you look at their last, I would say, 2 weeks. It's been really good. I mean, last night Sanchez was only okay. Olsen got him a couple times, but you know, you take out these Taiwan starts. I would say probably since that second game of the Marlins series, they've pitched really well across the turns between Sanchez and Wheeler and Nolan, even Suarez, his first time back last week. It feels like, Scott, we're getting the kind of starting pitching for the most part that was here early in the season.
Yeah, and I think just like we were talking about with the hitters, guys are up and down. They had the injury to Suarez, took him out for a while. I actually thought Sanchez was really good last night. I mean, there were, you know, like three mistakes by him, I thought, that were pretty noticeable. Obviously, the home runs by Olsen, the double for Arcia, but, you know, it's hard to fault him for that. You know, he just blew up Harris's bat, and he got a single out of it, so he was on with two outs, and set up an opportunity for Arcia. The first home run by Olsen shouldn't have happened. Should have been inning over, but an error by Turner kept that. You know, gave him that situation. So I thought there was a mistake there, and then of course the next time got him as well. But I thought overall his stuff was really good. And you're right, the starting pitching has been good, and that's how teams are going to run deep into the playoffs. Because their starting pitching is really good. They're going to need, you know, to me, the biggest issue still remains the top three guys in the order. They have to get it going. And they're paid a lot of money to be big bats. And they're, you know, struggling in their own different ways right now. And like I said, I got a lot of faith that they'll figure it out because they got really good track records. And you hope that, you know, if some of these other guys at the bottom of the order, if they tail off, then the guys at the top start to take over again. And, again, that's the balance of a good team.
Scott, long-term question. Really, this is more for October than any time in a regular season. We've gotten used to now when the game, and the Phillies are leading ninth inning or eighth inning, we see Johan Rojas in center field. Even if he didn't start the game, he comes in. Scott, I have to ask. I mean, it's 15 errors for Trey Turner now. He could have had another one last night if Bryce didn't save him with the catch and the tag. Scott, do you think there's a chance – ninth inning, playoff game, they're up by a run, that they put Edmundo Sosa at shortstop and take Trey off the field?
I don't. I just don't. I mean, unless he were I just don't see it, especially in a one-run game. First of all, Rob is really cognizant of how that looks in the room and how that plays in the room. And I just don't think he would make that move. I don't see that happening. If they were, you know, the other part of it is in a one-run game, you know, one home run ties the game, and then all of a sudden you don't have Trey's back.
Right.
I think it's a different calculus. I'm not dogging, anybody else, but, you know, if you're removing Austin Hayes for defense, that I can kind of understand because that's a huge upgrade defensively and not an enormous downgrade offensively if the opposition happened to tie the game. So, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, a lot of ramifications there. Certainly, I've thought about it a lot here. Scott, we appreciate you hopping on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.